Where with all shall a young man cleanse his ways? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. You're about to listen to the unadulterated word of God preached at the Anakazu Assembly, Sotom, in the Safe Church. Reverend Ike is an ardent preacher of the word of God and has passion for young people. His regular messages, camps, conventions, conferences, and other Holy Spirit influence gatherings leaves the young person with an indelible print of the word of God and challenges them to live a holy life. And now, this is today's word.
Hallelujah. Stand to your feet and let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. We pray that the entrance of your word give us light in understanding. We pray that, Lord, you help us to softly. Help us to understand whatever we are here to learn this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. Clap for Jesus and take your seat. All right, so I'll be closing the next 30 minutes and then we shall have our rehearsals for the conference is this week. All right, our conference. Oh, you are not excited. You are not clapping. Okay. So when we are done, dancing starts. Is everybody here? So okay. So the rehearsals will go on, and then the choir. Okay, we are all gathering, and then we are starting on Thursday. Thursday at 8:30. All right. Thursday at 8:30. I don't know what you look. Are you going to classes? Oh no. What type of classes is that? Classes are not important. You can come. So Thursday, Friday, and Saturday is the grand finale. All right. So we are coming on Thursday morning. Okay. Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 11. I want to show you something short there, and then we close. Ecclesiastes 9, verse 11. Quickly. I think today my elders brought Bible. It's working. I returned and saw under the sun that the race is not to the swift. Okay. So what it means is that when we say somebody is swift, I've started the preaching. When we say somebody is swift, it means the person is fast. Okay. So it is the people who are fast who win the race. Is it, madam? Move from that side. They come and sit here. You look out. Okay, pass it. Hey, pass it. It's the people who are fast who win the race. True of us. If you are running with somebody who is faster than you, or the person can run better than you, you will see that the person who win the race, okay, Usain Bolt. I'm not even know Usain Bolt. The fastest man on earth, okay, 100 meters. Very fast man. Which country is he from? He's from Jamaica. He's not from Ghana, okay? Ghana, I don't know. I think we have one guy, be something something Amezati. I don't know what he does, but they say he also runs well. Okay, so the race, he said, I returned and saw under the sun that the race is not to the swift. Even though you are fast, it's possible that you can still not be first when we are running the race. And he said that nor the battle to the strong. Also in normal life, it is people who are strong, okay, who win a fight. If you fight with somebody in your class and the person is stronger than you, the person can remove all your teeth. That's how it is. And so sometimes you don't even attempt to fight with some people. I'm not sure that you attempt to go and fight with a certain soldier. If a soldier insults you, you say, yes sir, then you move on. Thank you sir for insulting me, sir. Sir, please insult me again. Because you know that the soldier is stronger than you, true of us. Okay. Then he said that neither yet bread to the wise. Bread to the wise. So in normal life, the people who have food to eat, they are wise people. That's why we keep telling you that go to school. When you go to school, you get wisdom. Okay. Now what the wisdom does is that the wisdom make or it provides for you. It gives you the ability to get money to buy bread. Bread is actually food. Okay, so you see that when a doctor says, hey, Nadromo, you have come to church. Okay, so open this gate and go here. Come and pass here, open this gate and go here. Hey, long time, I've not seen you. You have missed me. Me too, I've missed you. So open this gate and go and join them over there. So when we say go to school, it's very important. Okay, open and go. By your house, there's no door. When we say go to school, it's a favor your parents are doing you. When they say go to school, you go and be chasing lizards. Before you see, you don't do well in school, and then you become something that they don't. If you compare a doctor's pay to a keke seller's pay. There are two different things. True of us. Even though we say the economy is hard, e-levy has come. Next week you start paying e-levy. Do you know that? Next week by this time is starting first May. You start paying e-levy. So even though we said the economy is hard, we've increased petrol. What again? With oil has increased. Water, even water cry. You don't. How much is water now? 8 cedis. One is 40 pesos. Geisha is 9 cedis. Now it's likely some people will not bath again. You see, so things have increased. But you see that even in the midst of things being increased, some people are still enjoying. Some people are driving. Some of you in your house, there are things you don't eat again. Yeah, because the money is not there. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Yeah, so bread to the wise means that when you have a certain wisdom, when we say go to school, you go to school, you become an engineer, or you become a doctor, or you become an accountant, you will see that your life will be easier than somebody who is selling plantain chips by the roadside. Oh, you don't understand the preacher I'm preaching? They were quiet. People don't sit together and fool. Is that clear? You lie fully. Now you have started to fool. But stand up and sit here. And you're going to have BEC. Stand up and sit here. Amen. Then the next one said, nor yet riches to men of understanding. Riches to what? Men of understanding. The people who understand things, they are the rich people. So riches are not wise people. If you are wise, what it is that you just get food to eat. If you are strong, you can become Ghana's strongest. Okay, you go and lift metals, they'll give you cement back. But when for you to be rich, how many of you want to be rich? For you to be rich, you must be a person of what? Understanding. So you will see that there are people who have not gone to school, but they are rich. How many of you know somebody like that? The person has not been to school, doesn't even speak English, but the person is richer than somebody who has gone to school. Despite is one of them. Now what it is that even though he has not gone to school, he has what we call understanding. Oh, you don't understand what I'm preaching? Yes, I'll come back to them one by one. He said, nor yet favor to the men of skill. Favor to a man of skill. Skill means that ability to do something. Favor means you are chosen. Right now, if you are looking for somebody to play the drum, do you understand? I'm not sure we'll call Jiro. Can you play drums? No, you can't play drums. If you are looking for somebody to play the piano, we'll not go and call Prince. Do you see? If all the organists are not in church, we'll not call Prince because he doesn't have that skill to play it. But they'll call you because you have a certain skill. If you are looking for somebody to sing solo in the church, we will not call Mr. Ewu. No. Who is going to call Mr. Ewu? Even the sister cry, we don't call the sister, and we are come to call him. We are calling him to come and do what for us. So you understand that there is a certain favor you will get when you are a man of skill. What are the skills you must have? Even ability to cook makes you valuable. If you can cook, those of you that your parents are cooking, then you are reading daily graphic. You say you want to do well at school. Do you understand? You are talking to your mother that, oh, have you heard? They said that e-levy, you know, right now, no, they've increased the thing, you know, and you are giving your mother news. Instead of pouring palm oil into the chainsy and add tomatoes, you don't like that one. You, as you are sitting down here, you don't have to prepare jollof, but you are not worried. Okay, so skill is something that we must all have. Skill to do something. You should be able, it should be in your interest that you can do something that is very skillful. The people here are too cool. Let me go back to the you are not saying amen. He said, but the last one said that, but time and chance happiness to them all. Now this is a whole thing I'll be prepared. Today I want to talk about the fourth one, which says that nor yet riches to men of understanding. Say amen. Now understanding simply means comprehension. How many of you do comprehension at school? Now, comprehension means understanding. It means that using your brain to analyze something. Do you understand? Now, it is different when you have understanding, and it is also different when you have wisdom. Somebody who has wisdom is different from somebody who has understanding. Somebody who has knowledge. Knowledge means you know. Do you understand? You know that germs cause sicknesses. I don't know if you know that. But if you don't have understanding, you can easily come from the toilet without washing your hands and do like this and say that African germs don't kill, and then you eat. Because you don't have what we call understanding. Now, in life, for you to be successful at whatever you are doing, you must understand what you are doing. I don't know why you are not clapping. You are still quiet. Oh, I have to tell you to clap before you clap. You must understand. When you don't understand what you are doing, you will never do that thing well. Some of you, even now, you feel that you are going to school for your father. I think that some of you, that's the mind you have, that the school I'm going for, I'm going for my father. But when you have a certain understanding, everybody say understanding. Say understanding. Yes, nobody will wake you up to go to school. Most of you don't know why you must be in church. But if you have the understanding that your soul is precious, if you have understanding that one day you are going to die and all that is left of you is to go and meet God, and God will ask you that, did you accept Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior? You understand that when it is Sunday or when it is a time to come to church, nobody will force you. Oh, I'm not preaching well. Yeah. Understanding. If you understand why you must wash your panties, you will see that you will not wear one panties for 3 days. I like the way the room is quiet at this point. If you understand why you must not wear your socks for 1 month, your socks, if you remove your socks, even the dogs in the area, they will come and take it away, your socks. Because your socks is like a piece of meat. And ever say understanding. Say understanding. Hey, you are very cool today, pal. Oh, I should close. No, I'll close. I mean I'm in a hurry to close so that. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 7. When it's 12 o'clock, tell me. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 7. I want to show you what understanding does. Yeah, look at it. He said, wisdom is the principal thing. Wisdom, it is the principal thing. You see, there are some things that you need in your life. Wisdom is the principal thing. Do you know principal? How many of you know simple interest? Principal times time times rate, all over 100%. Hey, so your math is not good. Principal thing. Principal means it is the main thing. If you go to school and they say, where is your principal? Principal is the main person in the school. So we said that wisdom is the principal thing. There's a song like that. Wisdom is the principal thing. Wisdom is the principal thing. Come and sing. We have the microphone and you are there. So you sing it. Sing it.
Wisdom is the principal thing. Wisdom is the principal thing. Wisdom is the principal thing. So get wisdom.
So get wisdom.
Wisdom is the principal.
Wisdom thing. Is the main thing.
Wisdom is the principal.
It is the principal thing.
Wisdom is the principal thing. So get wisdom.
So get wisdom. As you are going to school, the reason we are paying fees is so that you get wisdom. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? To
to get something in your head. Now, somebody who is wise is different from somebody who is stupid. They are two different people. Are you understand what I'm trying to say? So he said that wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. But it also says that with all you are getting, with all you are getting, even though we are saying that wisdom is the principal thing and that get wisdom, we are also saying that in all you are getting, if there is something you must get something we call understanding. Clap for Jesus. Understanding. Understand. To understand. And I think it's one word that we always use in school. Say, I don't understand. And when you go to school and you are taught and you don't understand, you must say it. Say, please, this thing, this principal times time times rate all over 100, I don't understand. Do you understand? But some of you, when you go to school, you don't understand. You keep quiet because of the boys. You don't want the boys to know that. Wabon. So you are quiet. Do you understand? And the boys, because they've seen the girl, don't to show that the man's simultaneous equation, they understand. Still, they don't get it. So we are saying that if there is something you must get, if there is a shoe you are looking for, if there is a dress you are looking for, if there is a glasses you are looking for, in all you are getting, then there must be something that you should be seeking for. And that is what we call understanding. Thank you for clapping. Now, when you have understanding, everything changes. If you know why you eat, you see that when you are eating, you will take your time. Some of you don't have understanding. That's why you do it. Because you don't have understanding, you don't bath well. You just do pour the water, ablution. 1 minute, 30 seconds, you are out. It's like you are fighting with the washroom. Yeah. Because you don't have understanding, you just wear your clothes, you don't iron them. Just don't iron. But I don't know that by not ironing your clothes, you are likely not to get a boy to like you. Because you don't have understanding. If you have understanding why you must brush your teeth, you know, you take your time and brush well. You don't know that by not brushing your teeth well, you get what you call mouth odor, and your teeth will be yellow and green. And you don't get any boy to say, "Hi, baby." Oh, I'm not preaching well. Yeah. Understanding is very important too. Yeah. The people who do praise and worship here, if they understand that the song they are singing is to God, they don't come here and be doing anything. Yeah. You rehearse properly. So today, as we warm up to our conference, finish what you have started. Clap for Jesus. Finish what you have started. I want you to know that you must have a certain understanding for everything that you do. Look, what I do, I have understanding. Yeah. If you see me doing something, I really understand. If I don't understand, I don't do it. Yeah. If you see me doing something, it means that I understand what I am doing. How many of you are solving some maths, but you don't understand the thing, or you are copying somebody's work? You don't get it. How they arrive at the answer? Your aim is that you there, let me copy so that they will just mark that, because and they've explained it. They said that look, this thing here, you can either, you see maths, even simultaneous equation, we have elimination method and substitution method. And the person said that look, this particular one we use elimination. So what is elimination? Which one is eliminate and which one is substitute? And how did we get three? Hey, mass, everybody has solved, and everybody says, sir, please, the answer is 26. When they call you, say, oh, please, the answer is Wednesday. Wednesday, mass, you've solved mass question, and the answer is Wednesday. How will you get understanding? You see that two of your classmates were fighting that, no, that question three, the answer was 16. 60.2. So no, it's 60.3. He said, no, when I had 60.5. Then he said, what did you get? So I had 86. You are far. It's like, where did you pass? Because you don't have understanding. So if the tier is continuing, okay, anybody between 60.0 to 60.5, they will get it correct. But you don't know why you had 82. You solve it again. You had the same. Who has solved the math again and again? The same. May you get understanding in Jesus' name. I said, may you get understanding in Jesus' name. I said, may you get understanding in Jesus' name. Yeah. Understanding is everything. He said, in all you're getting, if there is something you want to listen, it's important to get understanding than to some for somebody to give you clothes. Somebody should be able to explain to you. When you understand something, yesterday I was coming from Kumasi. Then I took a certain airline, Passion Air. So as I sat there, I was telling myself that, so right now, 7 o'clock, we are going to fly in the air. Then the people were saying that, we are going to fly 50,000 kilometers above the ground. And I said, so these people, how would they see the road? So as I said, how would they know that here is Accra if we are in the air? You know, if you are walking on the land there, you know that if you pass here, it's Agbogbolosho. If you pass here, Kwashima. So in the air, that there is no tree, there is no water. How will these people know that we are going to Accra? Then at a point, then the person said that we have 5 more minutes to land. How do they know that we have 5 minutes to land? And when they say 5 minutes, when they say, we are taking off 7:20, and then we'll get to Accra, let's say 7:45. It's wrong. 7:20, okay, you see that you are in the air. 7:45, no, you see that? I said, how do they do it? It's because of what we call what? Understanding. Because I don't get it. I don't get it. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? But there is somebody who understands something. So you see, in your life, try and have people in your life who understand things and always position yourself in the way that they will have to explain things to you to understand. In all you're getting, try our world, our people, try and understand the yes and to our world. Try and understand it. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Yes, that fraction, as everybody say, it's easy. You don't know why it is easy. Yes, standard form. Hey, something times 3.0 times 10 raise the power negative 8. And as you are there, you are just looking at the thing. Say, so the negative 8, where is it coming from? You don't get it. Who is here? Some topic be, hey, you don't get it. They've done. Hallelujah. He said, with all you're getting, there is a certain getting you must get. With all you're getting, get wisdom. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, let's look at effect. Of living without understanding. What will happen to you when you don't have understanding? Number one, lack of understanding is a terrible deficiency. Lack of understanding is what? It's a terrible deficiency. It is one of the deficiencies that you must make sure you don't have. Matthew chapter 15 verse 16. Lack of understanding is what? It's a terrible deficiency. Mark 15, 16. Matthew 15 verse 16. Go. Hey, now there you can do projector, so you have become a big man. And Jesus said, are ye also yet without understanding? Jesus is surprised. Say, you too, you don't understand. Is this a serious deficiency? Do you know deficiency? Deficiency of iodine causes what? Goiter. Hey, clap for medical doctor. Ah, elder, what be you? What be? Mr. Jimienu Nedosu. What be? Yeah. Lack of iron causes what? Anemia. Clap for Dr. Kofi. Hey, so the girls, mother, more can she? Hey! Lack of protein causes what? Kwashioko. Do you know Kwashioko? See, there are people with big stomach, lingle legs, you know. Yeah, those people, they don't eat protein. Protein deficiency. So we said that you are deficient. Deficient means you lack it. May you never lack understanding in your life. It should not be one of the things you lack. Oh, I'm not preaching well. And because I understand what I'm preaching though. Yeah. So in your life, one of the questions you should keep asking is, why is this? But, Reverend, why have you put this thing here? No, nobody has asked me yet. Do you understand? There must be a reason. Do you understand? Reverend, why is that? We don't put the drum in the middle here, but we put the drum here. I'll explain to you. Or you don't understand what I'm trying to say? Always you must, when you enter a place, you must ask questions. One day, when we used to go for Shomkom in Mapom, anytime we are going to Shomkom, then I will hear Bishop Oko say that no two siblings, listen to the English, no two siblings should sit in the same bus. I said, two siblings cried, why should they not sit in the same bus? Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Why is that? Two siblings, who and who are siblings here? Mr. Ehu and the sister. If you are traveling and we have buses, the two of them should not be in the same bus. Or even if they are boys, they shouldn't sit in the same. But sometimes they pack their clothes into one bag. They should not be in the same bus. For 3 years, I didn't understand why they said siblings should not be in the same bus. So I went to ask, why? You people, why are you saying that siblings should not be in the same bus? And they said, look, if we are in the same bus, do you understand? These people, they born them only two. Is that not true? If they are in the same bus, God forbid, and everybody dies, the two of them have died. Their parents have lost two children. But if this one is in one bus, and this one too is in one bus, and there's an accident, and this one dies, and this one will be alive. Do you get it? So they kept saying they simply should not be in the. Oh, I think you are clapping. It means that. Do you understand what I understand? Yeah. So simply should not be in the same bus. I said, these people cry. Why the same bus? The same bus. So this is where they. And so sometimes they tell you to do something. You don't know why. But you just. So for 3 years, I've been obeying. Siblings should not be in the same bus. I don't understand why these siblings must not be in the same bus. Yeah. Even at a point, when your parents are going somewhere, if there's something, only your mother should go or only your father should go. Do you understand? Even parents, sometimes they are not supposed to travel at the same time. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Yeah. And there are other wisdom keys like that. Because you see, today you have understood it. Now, when you go to your school and they say they are going to excursion, you say, go, take this bus. Me too, I'll take this bus. Yeah. Because what? Understanding has come. And so there are so many. So, why do we sing praises? Why do we sing worship before praises? No. You see, so if you don't understand something, the thing is that you must ask, but you don't come and change it. Oh, from today, from today we'll preach before we do praise and worship. No, because you have become the pastor, so we'll preach before we do praise and worship. So some of the things you have to. Do you know that if you are preparing food, do you know that when you put in tomato first before onion, the taste is different than when you put onion first before tomatoes? Do you know that? Most of you don't know, because when your mother is cooking, you are reading Daily Graphic. Yeah. You you don't understand it. And no two stews are the same. There are 13 types of stews with 4 different variations of each. You don't understand what I'm trying to say? There are 13 different types of stews. Do you understand? With different variations. With 4 different variations. So there are reasons. Like yesterday, no. I left Accra on Friday. Friday, I sat in the plane. And then I noticed something. But now I'm going to ask somebody why it is so. When I sat in the plane, I've seen that every they started numbering. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So we have, if you take this row, we have 1. Do you understand? So 1. So we have 4. 2 chairs here, 2 chairs here. So this whole lane is 1. So 1A, 1B, 1C, 1D. Then this lane is 2. 2A, 2B, 2C, 2D. Then they ma. But in the aeroplane, there is no 13. From 12, they jump to 14. Yesterday when I was coming to, I look at the thing, I say, ah, there is no 13. So I'm here to ask somebody why, when there is no 13, there must be a reason. It's not like the people, they don't understand English. Oh. How can they do 1, 2, 3, and they'll get to 12, and they'll jump 13 and go and do 14? There must be a reason. But if you say, hey, they've made mistake. No, there must be a reason. Maybe somebody doesn't like number 13. There must be a reason. Do you understand? If you go to somebody's house and they put their fridge here, please ask them why the fridge is there. Maybe this one is 40, it's that spot. But also, maybe your own, it has not spoiled too, but their house, there's a reason. You must have understanding. You must not be deficient in understanding. Yeah. You don't know why we brought this thing here. So, Reverend, yeah, he want to just show scriptures. No, I just don't want to show. So as we're in the chair, what has happened? I'm going to bring this black thing here. What this thing that has come, cry. What is he doing? What cry is he doing? Reverend cry, they lie some things to. What is he doing? You don't know what he's doing. If we remove this thing, you see how dirty behind this thing was. When Janita and Ko say they are doing praise and worship, and they put their this thing. So there's a reason this thing is. Even it is nice, artists is here. Is it not serving us something nice? There must be a reason things are being done. Why cry? Are they doing conference for children? Conference. What is this conference? To cry? Reverend, otherwise, is he jobless? Have they sacked him from his job? And he doesn't have anything to do. He says he's come to do conference for children. No, they've not sacked me. You don't understand. Hallelujah. Next one. He's 12. It's 12. I'll close right now. Well, I should preach. Another effect of living without understanding is that he said that the prophets were grieved when people of God lack understanding. Jeremiah 5:21. Hear this. Hear now this. Oh, foolish people. And without understanding, ye have eyes and see not. Ye have ears and hear not. Jeremiah 5:21. Ye have, oh, foolish people. You see, so what? It's foolish people who don't have understanding. It's foolish people. Oh, foolish people. And without understanding. Foolish people. Anybody you see who doesn't understand something. You see, so that nobody calls you foolish. Eh? Always when you just ask, oh, daddy, why is this? Why is this? Why is that? When you drive small, then you do like this. Why? Why is that when you drive small? Why is that when you see the red, you stop? But you don't understand because you've learned that when you see a traffic light, there is something you should know. Red means stop. But you have stopped because it is red. But why did you stop? Why are we stopping because it is red? Why don't we stop when it is green? There must be a reason we have stopped. Or you don't get what I'm trying to say. Yeah. Hear now this. Oh, foolish people. And without understanding. foolish people and without understanding. May you have understanding in Jesus' name. I said, may you have understanding in Jesus' name. I said, may you have understanding in Jesus' name. Which have eyes. Sometimes you are seeing. And there are some things they don't have to explain to you, but you understand it yourself. As you look at it, this thing, I think this is it. Yeah. Most people wash their hands with soap after eating. But you are supposed to wash your hands with soap before eating. You don't get it. You see the liquid soap, The liquid soap. A lot of people wash their hands when they finish. Oh, for liquid soap, no bread, no room, sir. But you don't know that before you eat, you are supposed to even wash your hand with soap because you are introducing germs. Yeah. You have eyes and you don't see. You have ears. Sometimes you are being spoken to. You are being spoken. You don't know why I shout when I call a scripture and it is not here. You don't know why I shout. And Reverend, how many of you know that by shouting, now is better? First, when we mention one scripture, before the scripture will come, we are closing. Sometimes we close because the scripture has not come. Now it has become better. Yeah, there's something that happens. When your parents keep correcting you, they keep telling you, no, we don't fry plantain like this. This plantain you have fried. If they marry you, they'll bring you back. Fry it again. No, we don't fry it. If I cook in this house, nobody can eat. Yes, we have to say, the last time you cooked jollof, you were the only one who ate it. Nobody else could eat it. And you will be able to eat it because you are the one who cook it. Tell your neighbor understanding.
Yeah.
Who has cooked rice for the first time? The rice has become clay soil before. The first time you were cooking rice, clay soil. You nearly add sugar. But it was jollof, so. But the next time it will tell that, maybe the water was too much. Or the fire too was too much. And sometimes you see that the thing, the under is burning, but the food is not cooked. So as you have done it, 1, 2, 3, it's like praise and worship. You have done one. You have bent the song. The poor have laughed. When you bend the song and we laugh, don't get angry. No. When you bend the song, the people laughing will make you better. When we're in school, there was our teacher brought some ruby. The rule is a serious rule. So Mr. Who come in. They'll give Mr. Hu like 10 minutes to come and teach. As he teach, then you ask question. If he asks you question, you don't know, he can lash you. And sometimes, he'll just teach something, but he'll ask you a different question because the person has meant you. So my guy, I don't know what I did to the guy, but the guy has meant me. Then he came to do something. Then, first question, Yima, explain the circulation of blood in the heart. Charlie, I stood there like this. Even the guy didn't allow me to think small. And when they do that, you don't get angry. You just pray that it's your turn. Hey, so you do me, I do you. You see, but this particular boy, the guy, was born. Do you see? So. I was angry because you are beating me, and you are on top of it. You have even asked me a question that I don't know. So I said no. Circulation of blood in the heart. I'll learn it because of that boy. So I went to take a book. Look, I shoot the team, Baba. Do you know Baba? Deoxygenated blood from the cells of the body enters the heart through the vena cava. It flows down to the right atrium, down to the right vein. Hey, Charlie, I molded it because of that boy. So when you bend a song and we laugh, don't say in this year that can they just laugh at people. They must laugh at you. No. Even your house, when they say fry plantain, don't fry, they insult to your mother. If you have some mother, she has not seen the plantain, but she's insulting you from the kitchen. Is it right now? My son has gotten to the stage where if he sees things, you open it like cream, then you used to. So the trick is that if children are in the house, is that the place is quiet. So they are doing something. So last time I was with him, I don't know, then I saw that he moved. They went to some place. I said the place was quiet. I was not hearing him again. And so I was not seeing him, but the place was quiet. And I shouted, "Fanuel, I can see you. I've seen what you are doing." Even though I've not seen, but you have to send the alert quickly that I can see you. All that you are doing, I can see you. So when he heard me say, "I can see you," he came back. Hey, he came back. Why should he not come back? Because I can see him. Do you understand? So sometimes they have to issue the alert quickly. You play drum, it's not nice. We can't dance with it. We are saying it. You say you won't play again. Foolish boy. You won't play what again? You have to play. So you must not be what? Deficient in what? Understanding. And the last one, it is prophesied that people will be deficient in understanding. It has been prophesied. Romans chapter 1, verse 28. Romans 1, 28. It has been prophesied. Understanding or deficiency in understanding is part of the things that God considers very abominable. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them up, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient. 29. We are going all the way down. Being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whispers, 30. Backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, 31. Without understanding, look at where without understanding has come. Look at all these big sins they've mentioned without understanding to has come there. It means that without understanding is one of the things God doesn't like. If you are without understanding, you are just like somebody who fornicates. Without understanding. You are just like somebody who is covetous. Look at it. Without natural affection, unmerciful. So unmerciful is in the same rank with without understanding. Without understanding. The Bible says God gave them up. These are the people God gave up. He gave them up to these things. And one of them is without understanding. It must be serious. It must be serious for God to say that I've given you up to without understanding. So I counsel you. Try. Make sure you have understanding. Say amen. Make sure you have understanding. Most of you don't understand why we must come here on Thursday. What at all are we coming to do? Eh? Can we not just have the Sunday service when we close and then we go home? But you don't know that without good conference, you can actually become a teenage pregnant mother at the age of 18 with 6 children and 18 fathers. Yeah. You don't know that without this conference, one day, by the time you are turning 21 years, your breast will become like A4 sheet, just like your auntie. Without this conference that we are doing, without this conference, you see that when they say go and barber your hair, you are barbed something like this, and the rest of them has become like corned beef on your head. You don't know the effect this conference will have on your life because you don't have understanding. But me that I have understanding, I've decided that I'm not going to work. I'm coming to do conference for you. So nobody here should absent themselves from the conference. Don't say that we can't come. No, we are, when we look at the weather, it will rain. Even Reverend Crab, by this time, he is asleep with his wife. I can't be asleep with my wife. Yeah. Understanding. May you have understanding in Jesus' name. I said, may you have understanding in Jesus' name. I said, may you have understanding in Jesus' name. Clap for Jesus and stand to your feet. Yeah, we've closed. So that we can have our rehearsals. Lift up your hands.
King of Zion, Judas Lion, reign Jesus.
Lift up your hands and sing, reign Jesus, reign.
Reign Jesus. has reigned.
Lift up your hands, everybody sing it. Oh,
reign, Jesus reign, King of Zion, King of Zion, Judah's Lion, reign, Jesus reign,
King of Zion,
King Rain.
Father, we thank you. We bless your name. Give us understanding in everything we do. Bless us and help us in Jesus' name. Amen. Clap.
This has been the unadulterated word of God with Reverend Ike. God bless you for listening to this message. We believe you have been transformed. Join us again next time. Have a blessed week.